The 60th annual Venice Film Festival concludes tomorrow with the prize, the Golden Lion, for the best film there. Daily Variety film critic David Rooney has been in Venice for, what, a week or so already, watching everything? Poor David. Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand called him, looking for scoops.
David, I understand this was the year of the little guy at Venice.
Yeah, certainly in the first half of the festival, at least, the real standouts were in the so-called second-tier competition. I mean, a lot of the big titles in the main competition consistently disappointed, but then there were fantastic discoveries in the upstream section, like Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation with Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson, which is probably the film that was best received overall here. And also Last Life in the Universe by a Thai director, Penek Ratanarang, which yesterday was chosen by the Thai Film Commission as the Oscar submission for this year's foreign language Oscar.
There have been several foreign films that have elicited some controversy. I'm thinking of one about a fence Israel built in Lebanon, another an Indian movie, and another one, an Italian political film called Good Morning Night. Can you tell us a bit about those?
Unfortunately, the only one of those three that I saw is Good Morning Night. And that, I guess, of the main competition films, that probably had the strongest reception, which is not entirely unpredictable, given that this one is quite caustic in its observations about the state, about the role of the Italian political establishment in the assassination in 1978 of the prime minister at that time, Aldo Moro. It's also an interesting film in that it's about a quite specific political tragedy, you know, kidnapping and murder, but it broadens, I think, to touch on a lot of contemporary themes about imprisonment, about the nature of imprisonment, about extremist groups, and how even within the most radical extremist groups, there is a diversity of response and a diversity of intention.
Now, speaking of politically controversial films, there was the Emma Thompson comeback film, Imagining Argentina. Did you see that one?
I missed that, but I had a feeling about it. Something about that film smelt from a distance, and pretty much the reaction here was, I would say, close to the worst reaction of a film ever screened in competition here. It was pretty much detested by everybody.
Why was that?
I think quite often American or Anglo-Saxon filmmakers tend to go into Latin American countries and think they understand the culture with only a smattering of knowledge of it. And I think that was generally the main criticism of Imagining Argentina. This was a film by somebody who knew nothing about the Argentinian situation.
Now, over in the big blockbuster category, the Coen Brothers movie Intolerable Cruelty debuted.
Yeah,
much
which was
fanfare.
Just a total delight.
Was it?
So much fun. And the big revelation about the film is, you know, George Clooney was terrific with the Coen Brothers, you know, Brother, Where Art Thou? He's probably even better here, and he really is, you know, the Cary Grant of modern movies. He plays a completely unscrupulous divorce lawyer who is, you know, not shy about using any trick in the book to get his clients what they want. But as amoral as he is about certain things, he's always sympathetic and charming, and I think that's what makes it a great performance. And that had a pretty phenomenal reaction here from just about everybody.
Now, tell us, what's the importance of the Venice Film Festival to audiences in the United States?
On an art house level, it's traditionally a sort of forum for discovery for films, often foreign language films that might not automatically get distribution in the U.S. The one film I'm thinking of particularly is a samurai pastiche by Takeshi Kitano, the Japanese actor-director. This one is really Kitano having a great time. It's a very bloody but also very tongue-in-cheek samurai epic. And that had a gigantic response here. People just loved it.
Okay, well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
David Rooney is a film critic for Daily Variety. He spoke with me from his hotel in Venice, Italy.
And that interview by Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand.